It's about time that the bass player community steps up and, you know, gets out there and shows her true colors.
Well, normally the bass player gets the good-looking girl's best friend.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
You know.
Yeah, the bass player jokes, right? Yeah. The bass player drummer jokes. I've heard them all.
That's not even right.
That's cool. So you were just recently quoted saying that you guys have recorded 50 hours of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, ideas. We have a jam room. Every show that we do, we go in for about 20 minutes, and we just kind of loosen up. Maybe we go over whatever particular songs that we might be jamming on that night. We change a set list as much as we can every night. But 90% of the time, you know, we record some new groove or, you know, some new chord progressions or whatever. But it's always a jam session, and a lot of these spontaneous jams get recorded. And that's what we have right now. So, you know, you'll be looking at something next year for sure.
How do you guys come up with a set list? I mean, you guys change it every night. What goes into?
Oh, it's pretty crazy because Lars, he's sort of the director when it, the musical director when it comes to that. And then we kind of okay it afterwards. So we never really know. I mean, it's like literally 30 minutes before the show that we kind of know what we're going to be playing. I mean, you'll always have your core songs in there for sure. But some of the other stuff gets thrown in there, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I got to go practice that. You know, it's like, you know, I put my constantly putting my Walkman on and kind of like trying to go over certain songs. But, you know, that's a great thing is, we're challenging ourselves now. In the past, there was always a regimented set that the band would play every night, and they got kind of bored with that. And a good thing for me is that in the last year and a half, the guys have actually wanted to play the older material. My first challenge was to get them to, you know, play Dyer's Eve, a song that they had never played. You know, a song that the fans would jokingly say, you know, they could never play because it's too fast. So, you know, it's been a good time. You know, we play that song quite often now, so it's cool. We're playing Disposable Heroes now, which is pretty exciting for me.
Is there a song that Metallica has never performed live left?
I'm sure. I don't know what that song would be. You'd have to ask Lars about that. He's kind of, you know, like I said, he's the director.
I have all the tapes,
that.
Every set list.
But we've taken a big chunk out of the catalog. You know, by the end of this tour, I think we would have played a good, you know, 80%, if not more, of
you guys,
the
you
catalog.
Guys whip off the occasional cover too, right?
Oh yeah.
Are you doing any new covers that like a Metallica fan that's been to shows that has never heard before?
You know, that's good that you brought that up, because I brought that up to somebody yesterday saying, you know, well, why don't we do a song that has not ever been recorded by Metallica, a cover song, you know? And who knows? Maybe we'll do it. The good thing about the way things are now is you can make suggestions, and as a team, you know, we'll decide on it. The guys are pretty open to things now, whereas it wasn't that way in the past.
Yeah, that's a major change. We were talking to James earlier. And he looks the most comfortable and the most happy. And you've known him for years, even before you were in the band.
Right.
The most comfortable and the most happy he's ever been. I mean, he's in such a good place right now.
Yeah.
It's got to be such a good time. Because you know, when you first jumped in the band, there was speculation, well, maybe this was going to work. Maybe it wasn't going to work.
Right.
Maybe the reviews on the record might not be what they thought. And
you
know, they go through a lot of heat. Those guys took a lot of pressure, and you took a lot of pressure. And
it
just seems like after the smoke clears, everyone just seems – they're smiling. Everybody's smiling and walking around, and that's such a new aura around Metallica.
Yeah. Well, you know, we almost didn't have Metallica about 3 years ago. They've grown a lot since that time. They kind of had to look within themselves, you know, inside themselves, and kind of grow from a lot of what's happened to them. But the great thing is that, you know, the vibe is great now. It's been a great thing too that it's worked out between us. You know, I don't know if it wouldn't have worked out with me or, you know, then with someone else. They may have not have continued. So the fact that, you know, we have a lot of positive energy floating around right now, and a lot of pissed off riffs too, man. You know,
and that's a good thing.
You know, yeah, the fire is still there. The creative juices are flowing. And for a band that's been around as long as Metallica, to have sort of a new beginning and to have that fire, you know, kicking up again is pretty exciting.
Well, that's one of the knocks on the band, though. I mean, the people, you know, when they were sitting back on, well, they don't seem as pissed as they used to be. The knock was, well, you, it's tough to be pissed when you got an 11-digit bank account.
But, yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
But now, three of them have an 11-digit bank account. You're working on it. But now it's, I mean, it's good to have that energy back. It's good to hear a pissed off Metallica. I think when things become too safe, you guys, you know, I mean, all of music suffers. So it's cool that you guys are angry, well, good anger though.
Well, I think one of the positive things about saying anger is that, I mean, yes, it's raw. Yes, it's in your face. You know, people, you know, love it. Some people complained about the tones on the album or whatever.
Well, those are Berkeley kids. Screw them.
Exactly. But I think my feeling is that this is the launch pad. This is the starting block for what's to come. And, you know, that's pretty positive. You know, it's leaning in the direction that I would definitely prefer everything to go with this band. Don't get me wrong. I have complete respect for Metallica, for the challenges in the musical direction. I've learned more about Metallica in the last, you know, year that I've been here, you know, year and a half, I should say, learning, you know, songs off the Load, Reload, S&M, you know, and all that. And I respect them for it, you know. It's cool. But I also, you know, I'm leaning towards the pissed off, angry, early stuff right now, man.
I think it's cool that, like, every time a band goes through a lineup change, and I didn't want to focus much on the lineup change, but we just seem to have sort of grown in that direction.
Oh,
anytime a band goes through a lineup change, there's one or two people that are negative about it. And not once has there ever been, have I seen any bad review, any bad fan review. Nobody has looked at Robert Trujillo's entrance into Metallica in a negative light. I think that speaks well of you as a person and as a musician.
Right. Well, I think the fans, you know, this is such a loyal, intense fan base. I think that what you got it, what at least for me, what I made the most important thing in joining this band is I had to be myself. And in performance, it was very important for me to sort of maintain, you know, how I've always performed and who I've always been, you know, not try to be, you know, Cliff or Jason or Bob Rock, you know. It's like,
dude, Bob Rock shreds.
He does.
Dude, he's Stu Hamm. He's Les Claypool. He's Stanley. He's Jocko.
He's a bad mofo. He's a bad mofo.
He played bass for them at that show. Did you see that show in Oakland? Were you at the show
when
they played
man.
In front of the championship game?
I was in San Francisco, too, but somehow the guys didn't call me to tell me about the show. I wasn't officially a member of the band, and I was in town, and I had talked to Kirk, I think, the day before, but I didn't get an invite. Anyway.
What a great unveiling that would have been in front of that crowd.
How excited are you for, like, you know, with the new album? It's going to be the first Metallica album that you've actually gotten to play on.
I'm real excited about it. You know, once again, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we have lots of ideas and more to come. You know, we're gonna hit it early next year. You know, get through these shows, get done touring. You know, get some rest, and then fire up, go back to the headquarters, and start putting a new album together. I think it's gonna be great. It's kind of like, in a way, it's like going back into the garage, you know, when you were young and fresh and taking on the challenge. And that's how we feel about this.
What's your favorite Metallica song of all time? All time.
Oh, geez. You know,
everyone asked
me that.
No, you know what? Okay. As a fan,
that's
though,
tough.
Like, when you were before you were in the band, what was the one that, you know, you sat at home and maybe jammed along with? Or,
well, I kind of went through different phases. You know, I tune in to Ride the Lightning, you know, and then I Fight Fire. I mean, geez, I love that song. I really do. So off that album, I'd say Fight Fire. Master of Puppets is my favorite Metallica album. And I'm really, really enjoying playing Disposable Heroes right now.
Yeah.
We just started playing that one a couple weeks ago, and I'm getting into that. So it just depends on where I'm at a certain time. So right now I'm on the Disposable tip.
What are the odds that we're going to catch some Robert Trujillo thumb-slapping, finger-popping on the new Metallica record? I mean, you've got that element that Metallica's never had before, a rhythmic element.
Okay.
What are the odds?
If you're talking about popping, slim to none. I mean, snapping, slim to none. If you're talking about, like, kind of pumping and thumping, which would be the lower register strings.
Yeah.
The E string, the low B string. there's a certain percussive kind of metallic flavor that you get when you hit that those babies really hard, and you can actually really sport some amazing grooves with that. I'll do that. The pops and snaps. I don't know. We have to save that for the Chili Peppers.
Oh, come on. You've
no, they're going to get mad at me. Huh? Oh, wait. No diss on them, man.
You're dissing on your own stuff, though, man. I mean, Infectious, you no. did that kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, that makes you – I mean, you're a well-rounded bass player, and if that's an element that maybe the song calls for it.
Occasionally, we get the bass solos in on particular nights, and, I don't know. It's going to be one of those things where when we get in the room and we're jamming – whatever is going to be fitting and what we all agree on and what we're feeling and you know, we're going to throw it down. Right now, it's all about the groove and keeping it heavy. But, I'm not against anything, and I know they're not, so we'll see.
Has there been a moment in the studio where you guys have been rehearsing or jamming and you do something and you get the look?
The
look.
Like, what's up with that look?
Yeah.
Not yet. Maybe that, you know. Probably more from a vocal angle. You know, Kirk and I will get that look.
The look.
From the vocal angle, but not when we hit our instruments. We haven't got the look yet.
Awesome.
Well, I probably give the look to them more than they give it to me.
You got to figure, if you're learning the song, because you and I both know this has happened, where you guys have been playing out, and maybe Lars or someone in the band might have missed something. And because you're learning the songs note for note,
when that happens,
do you find yourself locking eyes with them and going, hey?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you know.
And do they blame you?
Times. No, I'll step in and go, hey, guys, it's this. This is the note, you know, or whatever. or James, actually, there's been times where he's looked over at me and said, what is it?
Well, at least he's asking.
It's a B, not a C. Oh, okay. You know, yeah. At least he's asking, man. 10 years ago, he would have
kicked you in the nuts and sent you on your way.
Yeah, he would have slapped me in the head and said, no, that's wrong. Wait a minute. That's right, but it's still wrong.
Always good to talk to Robert Trujillo, man. Looking forward to seeing you guys in Boston. You're coming in on the 24th and 25th. WAAF, proud to have some tickets to give away for the show. And I'm just stoked to see you again, man. It's always good to see the guys in Metallica and for you taking time out to hang with us.
It's great to be here. And, we're definitely fired up to hit, Boston and sock them up, man. We're ready.
All right, man. Well, Robert Trujillo from Metallica taking some time out to talk to WAAF. We'll take care of some traffic or whatever we got to do to get out of the way, take some commercials. And I believe if he's available, we get to talk to Lars, and that could take some time.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's arrived.
No, he's here.
Okay, he is.
Oh,
good.
No, he's here.
Okay, you've seen him. All right.
No, it was great because we were talking to one of your management people, and she goes, I go, hey, this is the first time Metallica's ever come out and done, like, interviews, and Lars isn't here. What's wrong? She goes, oh, no, he's coming.
Okay, good.
Yeah, never.
I worry about that, too.
Lars never met a microphone he didn't like.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with him, but... He'll take it to the last minute, and he'll pull it off. That's always. Awesome. Workhorse.
Good luck tonight. Have a fun time. Now, who are you pulling for tonight in the baseball game? Are you one of those guys that doesn't have an opinion?
Well, I got to pull for Boston, right?
Well, see? And what do you say when you talk to New York?
Well,
the evil giggle.
I am pulling for Boston, though.
Awesome, man. Well, Robert Trujillo from Metallica, thanks for taking time out for 107.3 WAAF.
All right, Paul, we're still dealing with some problems over by Logan Airport, Route 1A northbound, just north of the airport, actually.